Hurricane Matthew is in the Caribbean, but it's expected to continue north. While it's unclear how the East Coast will be affected, any storm of this size triggers memories of Hurricane Sandy in 2012. While the Jersey Shore received most of the attention after the storm, parts of the Delaware Bay were also severely impacted, and work is underway to better protect fragile habitat in that region. Mark Eichmann reports from the Delaware desk.
A large backhoe offloads a delivery of rock from a nearby barge in Mispillion Harbor east of Milford. It's delicate work for the operator of the big machine that also must fight winds and waves on the water to deliver the rock. The rock's being used to better fortify a rock wall that protects Mispillion Harbor from the Delaware Bay. The harbor connects the Mispillion River to the Delaware Bay and is also a prime spot for horseshoe crabs.
This is a really critical spot for horseshoe crabs, red knots, and also there's birders that come out here and other ecotourism.
Jeremy Ash is Delaware's Habitat Restoration Project Manager along the Delaware Bay shore. He says this habitat is threatened by storms, especially nor'easters that overtop the rock wall designed to protect this harbor.
Every time there's a coastal storm, a nor'easter, the water actually goes over the rock wall. And every time the water goes over the rock wall, it causes more and more erosion of back beach, which is the specific habitat for the horseshoe crab and red knot. And we've seen increased habitat loss every year in every coastal storm.
To improve the protection of the harbor and the beach, workers are doubling the height of the rock wall using giant rocks called R7s. Those rocks are placed on top of a filter fabric and smaller rocks that are designed to stop the water from coming through the wall. When the giant R7s are placed on top, they create a locking mechanism to block the water. Once the rocks are in place, more than 4,000 dump trucks will deliver more than 46,000 cubic yards of sand. That extra sand will create a beach on the backside of the rock wall, a beach that could become home for thousands of horseshoe crabs.
And that's going to create over 4 acres of potential habitat for horseshoe crabs, which will spawn and then provide that habitat for red knots and a variety of other shorebirds.
The project is funded with Hurricane Sandy relief money, in part because of the damage that storm did here. And as bad as hurricanes are, nor'easters often cause more damage.
During a nor'easter, we're going to have waves coming from the northeast direction, and currently there is no rock to withstand that force. So every time there's a nor'easter, water's rushing through a breach. There's actually a breach to the north of the rock wall, and we're getting these large waves and large erosion on every nor'easter.
The project is part of the state's Bay Shore Initiative, a program to improve the coastal area along the Delaware Bay.
These are the restoration components of the Bay Shore Initiative. So once we restore the habitat, we want to be able to allow the future generations and future people to come out and enjoy these habitats.
Because the area is a sensitive habitat for horseshoe crabs and a stopover for migrating red knots, the work must be completed no later than April 15th, when those species are expected to return. DENREC expects to be done by February, well ahead of time. From the Delaware Desk, I'm Mark Eichmann, WHYY News.